But that's our news. I'm John Scott. Blizzard warnings issued for New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities along the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says this is a major winter storm.
We're looking for the potential for widespread snowfall rates above 1 inch per hour, and that could span all the way back into the Washington, D.C. area through the Delmarva Peninsula, New Jersey, Northeast, including New York City, up through New England, including the Boston area. Now, within that area, you could see rates even higher, upwards of 2 to 3 inches per hour.
New York City and New Jersey announcing travel bans and even Broadway shows canceled Sunday evening. Nearly 6,500 U.S. flights have been canceled due to the incoming storm, with an additional 547 flights delayed so far through Tuesday. It's a major blow against the illegal drug trade south of the U.S. border.
The Mexican army says it has killed the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel in the military operation. On Sunday, troops targeted the man known as El Mencho in the western state of Jalisco. The operation set off hours of roadblocks and burning vehicles in Jalisco and other states. Officials say cartels often use these tactics to slow down or block military moves.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The Trump administration designated the cartel as a foreign terrorist organization last year. U.S. Secret Service says an armed man shot and killed after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida. He was not there at the time. The president was not. The man identified as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin of North Carolina. Investigators have not yet identified a motive. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers pass a bathroom bill.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
Support for capital punishment remains fairly strong in the U.S., even though nearly half of the states have outlawed it. According to data from the Public Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment. There were 47 executions last year. This is SRN News. New York, which already has the highest income tax, is contemplating a 9% increase in property taxes. In contrast, Florida seems to be considering reducing its property tax.
Florida property taxes are generally lower than the national average, with homeowners paying approximately 0.75% of their property assessed value. Recently, proposals have been introduced in the Florida House to eliminate property taxes on primary residences. Economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline says, quote, "This is the difference between red state and blue state America in a nutshell," unquote. Ron Taylor reporting.
Kansas set to invalidate about 1,700 driver's licenses held by transgender residents and roughly as many of their birth certificates. The new law prohibits the documents from listing any sex other than the one assigned at birth and invalidates any that reflect a conflicting gender identity. More details at SRNNews.com.